We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like adultery. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
We talked a lot of Texans, and we will continue that. 713-780-3776. We'll get to some other things before we're done for the day, because we got Cougar tickets to give away as well. But this is more in line with this show's when we want to talk Texans. We've got a scrap between the two brothers, Cal versus Kerry. Remember Kerry McNair, the one we all thought should take over because he was a serious businessman, and the Texans were in that era where they were where we had Easterby, there was the Cullies, there's a Lovie Smiths.
The Doldrums.
Remember we were craving or begging a guy we don't know anything about to take over because he felt like the serious option?
Yeah, because they had him running like the actual McNair business, and it seemed like they're like, give the football games to Cal. He can't actually screw up that, can he?
Well, the eldest boy is taking the Texans in the NFL to court, and we will talk more about that, but I remember we did promise to get into the penalties and D'Amico's take on them. So, the numbers. The last year of Lovie Smith, the Texans had the 9th fewest penalties in football. Top 10 in terms of not committing penalties. In D'Amico's first year, they had the let's say the second most penalties in football. Second most penalties in football. Last year, the 4th most per game, by the way, because the Texans were making the playoffs, so it's not fair to grade them against teams who only played the 17. But per game, they ranked 31st. Or in other words, they commit the second most penalties in football. Last year, 4th most penalties in football per game. And they're getting off to a great start again this year with 11. And here's D'Amico Ryans on the penalties and how they hampered their chances for success.
Yeah, the penalties are, it's uncalled for, right? It's all controllable, things we can control. And if you stand up here and we're talking about negative plays, talking about going backwards, this is not what we talked about. Main thing offensively, wanted to stay on track, right? And we got some unfortunate penalties that put us behind the sticks and just put us in some really long third downs that we weren't not able to manage. So we had to clean up the penalties.
Would never say that D'Amico and David Culley had much in common, but David Culley's last year, they were 28th. That Lovie Smith year felt like at least they're disciplined. That has changed, and they are an undisciplined football team. Saw it on the first drive. Had a delay of game penalty and a holding penalty in 2 out of your first 4 plays. So they got problems there, and they continue, and you heard D'Amico talk about them. They're not good enough to overcome them. And particularly when they reach double digits. And it certainly hurt them. Thankfully, the Rams had a couple big ones too. Helped even it out, but not enough because the Rams could score touchdowns and the Texans couldn't yesterday. And that cost them a win. Okay, back to the fun stuff. We are trying to figure out which character from Succession the two brothers are. There's not a real like-for-like comp because while Connor is the one who gets made fun of, and he does have a younger wife that's more on it. You could give that to Cal. But Connor's not really in the family business. Cal is in the business. Carrie's the eldest boy. So he is trying to sue to either get back in the business or get compensation for being thrown out of the business. So the succession comps where we try to think of them, they don't really fit. The story is this. You can find it on Pro Football Talk right now. And the minute Tony Busby's involved, you know, it'll get publicized. According to Kerry McNair, in this suit or a potential suit, if they don't get a resolution, it is accusing the league and Cal McNair of engineering Kerry McNair's, or Cal McNair, the league, accusing the league and Cal McNair of engineering Kerry McNair's ouster from the Texans and other McNair family business interests. So he's accusing them of getting him out of all of the McNair business. I don't know why the NFL would be involved in the other stuff, but that's the accusation. And if he doesn't get the proper resolution, he's going to sue the NFL and his brother. Great. I don't know whose side I'm on. I'm here for the funnies. I need stuff to be revealed that's just funny. I'm not looking for Cal to get sued. Not looking for the Texans to have to deal with it unless funny stuff comes out of it. If we hear some succession-like nonsense come out of it, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, yeah. I need there to be a Cousin Greg involved. Or, here's how it goes, full Succession. Just a random different guy. A Tom gets the Texans at the end of all this. Spoiler.
Who's floating around that we don't know about inside the family? Who could get this thing done?
Yeah, is there an in-law somewhere that gets it?
I don't know. Although it is clear that both the NFL and Cal McNair conspired to eliminate Kerry McNair, it will be interesting to ferret out who came up with the specific plan. This is from Busby. I want to know what lies Cal McNair told the NFL about his brother Kerry. I intend to find out why the NFL chose to go out on a limb and take action that it knew would harm my client, while at the same time subjecting the NFL to liability. So he believes that they came together to oust Kerry McNair.
And they're like, bleep Kerry McNair.
I don't know why they believe Kerry McNair would be such an objectionable figure that they needed to come together with a plan to get him out. Why the NFL would be so against having Kerry as opposed to Cal? I don't know. Did Cal promise the NFL things that Kerry wouldn't?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
New stadium.
Tony.
I'm just saying stuff.
Kerry said, no, NRG is fine. What are you guys talking about? Yeah. Cal's like, sure, let's do it.
New one.
I don't know. I don't know if he was like, squirrel. I don't know if he did that when they said the word stadium. Either way, the potential legal battle for the McNair and the Texans throne continues. I thought we were done with this.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know.
You said throne.
I know.
Game of Thrones, either you win or you score 9 points in L.A.
Is that the correct comp?
That was
said?
They actually changed it for the show. What famous football fan George R.R. Martin wrote.
Well, the Texans were at Hard Knocks at
manuscript.
Some point. They were. They were on an HBO show.
When Game of Thrones was on and cooking.
Yeah, when it was good.
Yeah.
And the Texans weren't really. So, there it is. We got a lawsuit on our hands. Do I care who wins? Not particularly.
No, I want embarrassing details.
Yeah, I'm like Tony Busby. Who came up with the idea to oust Kerry? Was it the NFL? Was it the Texans?
God, it would be so funny.
Was it Hannah? Was it Cal?
Just like in 2026, new owner, Kerry McNair. Like it worked. Like now he's the new owner of the Texans.
He wants a resolution.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, like, neither do I.
I assume Kerry McNair just wants money.
He wants to be, I imagine he wants a resolution that involves a lot of cash. Yeah, or maybe more interest in the non-Texan businesses than he currently has.
That
he wants to blame the NFL for that too, apparently. At least according to Tony Buster.
Hey, listen, I don't know. You don't know. You don't know what Raj is up to.
Well, here it is. The 5-page document continues with this. The NFL had no issues with Kerry McNair until he started asking pointed questions. Speaking truth to power, I would imagine. That's my edit, by the way. Pointed questions that potentially implicated the NFL and his personnel. The truth to power thing is my edit. The rest of it is what is in the document. Specifically, Kerry McNair spoke out about the Deshaun Watson scandal and questioned the Texans' handling of it.
There we go.
He also inquired about why the Texans paid to settle 30 Deshaun Watson cases within months of them being filed without any investigation or putting up a fight at all. So Kerry, on the side of goodness.
Yeah.
And the Texans and the NFL had a problem with it.
That's okay. Now we know.
Who handled a lot of who handled a lot of those cases? Who's a lawyer? Who handled a lot of those cases?
Tony Busby.
Ah. So the man,
Tony Busby Extended Universe.
So
season 3 of Tony Busby, attorney at law.
He's got his hooks in the Texans deep, man. He's got the brother of the owner and using that to question why the Texans settled and helped Deshaun, according to him, helped Deshaun Watson settle these lawsuits? While Kerry was never going to do that if he was in charge.
And then Kerry was also like, why didn't they sign Colin Kaepernick too? Why didn't they do that?
Yeah. Why they blackball Kaepernick? Huh? Why isn't Brian Flores the coach of the Texans? Why?
Throwing it all in
there. Yeah, anything around that time period. Let's go. Kerry would never have interviewed a McCown. Never.
Not even Luke.
No. In fact, he hates the name McCown.
Yeah.
In fact, he hates Cade McCown because it's so close.
Owen McCown. Yeah. Catch one, too.
Nothing. Already I'm laughing at this document. It does get into some more serious things, like, of course, the Deshaun Watson scandal and the accounts of sexual assault that went against Deshaun. That's part of the document. So they're going to drudge up anything in the Texans' past that they can to prove that Kerry is the rightful and just owner of the Texans and Kyle's a pretender. An interloper, even.
Pretender on the throne.
Yeah. I like the fact that Kerry's Stannis Baratheon.
Yeah. He is Stannis Baratheon. That's actually a better comp.
Yeah.
Because he'll do anything to get that throne.
Yeah. And who is Cal in this case? I guess, is he Joffrey?
Yes. He's not, yeah. Because Robert Baratheon's Robert McNair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
He got out the mud.
Yeah. You're right. Now, Kerry's not Robert McNair's brother, Bob McNair's brother, but close enough. We can't make it a complete clean comp, but we're trying to get there with our HBO references. So there it is.
Brought to you by HBO.
Yeah.
It's not TV. It's HBO.
Speaking of that, Task on HBO, Sunday nights, new prestige television. Mark Ruffalo is a sad sack FBI agent. Pretty good so far. I enjoyed it.
Mark Ruffalo, sag sack. What?
Yeah. They gave him a beer gut. He's kind of a drinker. Big drinker.
I didn't watch the show. Did they give him a beer gut or did he earn it?
I don't know.
I hope he earned it.
He has not been seen shirtless as of yet.
Okay.
So I don't know if he earned it or not.
I just don't know if I'm taking shortcuts.
He is an older man, so maybe when he's not, you know, being smart Bruce Banner, he puts on, like, I do find it funny that he has to be in some shape to be Bruce Banner when, why can't we just attribute the Hulk shape to, you know, the gamma rays? Can't he just be out of shape?
Can't be a normal guy that then turns into the Hulk.
He has to be a
kind of in-shape guy that turns into the Hulk.
He can't be, you know, a 50-plus-year-old man with a little droopy in certain areas. He's got to be in shape to turn into the Hulk.
Yeah.
Either way, Task on HBO, pretty good so far. We'll see if your question is answered. Did he earn that gut?
I just, you know.
Or did they
How about that life, is he?
Yeah, I mean.
It's also the fun way to.
Sure.
To immerse yourself in a role.
Like, for
what, I had to gain 25 pounds of gut?
I mean, maybe he wants to live a life as an older man where he didn't put that type of weight on himself. Possibly. You can do it in your 20s. Work it off. He's a little older. I'm not sure he can just do that. We'll see.
No, I have to, honey. It's for a role.
We'll see if it's earned, as you say, or did they put a little bump on him to make him look that bad. All right, we'll go to break with that. Texans versus Texan. Spy versus spy. We'll see who wins. I hope Kerry just brings a little color to the proceedings by just putting the dirt out there. That's all I'm looking for. And if you win the Game of Thrones, credit to you. You just know some dragon's going to come in and murk you anyway. Doesn't matter. Where's Danny in this? Is Hannah Danny? Is she Danny in this? We will see. All right, we'll go to break. We will give away the Cougar tickets when we come back because they got a nice matchup. They're 2-0. Got the Colorado Buffaloes and Coach Prime coming to town for Friday night. So that's a little caveat. Can you go on Friday night? If you can do that, you got a chance to win some tickets. We'll do that when we come back.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and missed the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000 and they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority tax relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195.
Priority tax relief. What are you doing every day to support your liver? If you enjoy sweets, fast food, alcohol, or take any medications, that's a vital question to ask. Hi, I'm Sherry Torkus, pharmacist and health author. For over 30 years, I've helped people make informed decisions about their health, especially concerning prevention and long-term wellness. Supporting your liver isn't just a wellness trend, it's a daily essential. That's why I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. It's made with plant-based ingredients like milk thistle, turmeric, and globe artichoke, herbs clinically studied for their protective and restorative effects on the liver. Active Liver blends traditional herbal wisdom with modern scientific research. Not all supplements are created equal. I trust Active Liver because it's backed by science, meets strict quality standards, and delivers true daily liver support.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hi, this is Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I buy houses cash. Call me today, 832-779-4000. I'll buy your house for cash and pay you cash up front. I'll buy houses in any price range and any location in the Houston area. Do you own a house that needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying fixer-upper houses. Do you have a tenant living near your property? Not a problem. I'll buy your house with the tenant in it. Do you think your property would be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation for houses in any condition. Do you want the best price for your house? Done. I'll beat any offer you have on the table. Remember, if you need cash fast, I'll pay you cash up front. Give me a call today. Sean at Greenlight Offer, buying houses. Call me at 832-779-4000. That's 832-779-4000. Call for Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I'll get your Greenlight number on your house today. Woo!
Sean and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
Listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So, Friday, Cougs versus Buffaloes, Coach Prime and the Buffaloes in town. The Cougs are 2-0. They win. Does it have a name? Is the Bayou Bucket, is that the name of the rivalry? 35-9, the score. The Cougs go into Rice Stadium and beat them. You want to see a 2-0 team? Let's go 11. What time is it? 11. Let's go 11:30. 11:30. Caller 4. 11:30 wins a pair of tickets to the Cougs versus the Colorado Buffaloes. And you got a chance to see something pretty cool. This is Hispanic Heritage halftime show will be on tap for you guys. So stay through the halftime show. It'll be a pretty good experience. The Spirit of Houston will perform songs from Selena. And the UH Mariachi Pumas will take the field for a special performance. Get ready for a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, and unforgettable moments. Nothing beats the tradition, pageantry, and the roar of the crowd as a Houston football game is going on. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Get your tickets today. Come early, be loud, and wear red. The tailgating will start at 3:30 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Cougs on Parade is at 5:20, so caller 4 at 11:30 wins those pair of tickets to see the Cougs try to get the 3-0. Good start to the second year of the Willie Fritz era. The defense is showing up, man. See if they can shut down Colorado, who could play one of three quarterbacks. Maybe they play all three, considering what was their last game.
We should play the Deion Sanders post-game press conference. Or post-game, it was on the field interview he had standing next to his quarterback. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
I saw it, but I didn't listen to it. Okay. Like, I saw the clip come up on my timeline, but I didn't listen to it.
Maybe not right now, but as we gear up
for the game,
game on Friday, we should definitely take a listen to that sound. It was very funny.
Okay, we'll hear from Deion at some point in the week. Maybe tomorrow when we do Misery Index. That'll be back tomorrow as we, you know, this is reserved for the Texans and other NFL stuff. But tomorrow we'll do a lot of college football stuff. And some fan bases are certainly miserable. That one in Gainesville. I heard a post-game show because I love the schadenfreude after a team loses. They were not happy. Let's get to Pena here. What's up, Pena?
Hey, good morning, Dale.
Morning.
Hey, man. So last night, man, I was about to win $400, like $410. And I had Josh Allen for over 32 and a half rushing yards, and then he starts beating the ball, and I lose one of my slips. But today I'm calling to ask, how do you like Caleb Williams going for 217 and a half? And J.J. McCarthy, I think, was at 225 and a half. How do you like those over-unders? Thank you. Have a great day.
I don't know that I like the over in any of them.
I like the Caleb one a little bit better.
Brian Flores against a quarterback in a new offense. I'm not sure.
That's a good point. But it's 210 or 220 is what you need, basically. So,
well, I have to do – I said two Monday night games. There's only one. I said that earlier.
It's they changed that up this year. Now it's like three random weeks throughout the season. The Texans are part of two of them, by the way. They play the early game next week, and they play the late game in October against Seattle.
One of the reasons I thought it was two, and it's popped up on my screen here, is because they have Vikings-Bears on ABC, ESPN, and then Peyton and Eli. And I just, in my mind, okay, I see game, and instead of just them piping up Peyton and Eli for that same game on ESPN2. So, Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, we saw maybe the effects or lack thereof of Ben Johnson on the Lions. They weren't good offensively. Like, the storyline...
That's part of it, too, is that... I was thinking that you're going to find out one way or the other of, like, either the Lions offense will take a dip, or that Ben Johnson is just another guy who can't get the Bears offense to work.
Just following
the history last of the Bears. Years.
Yeah.
And so just given what we saw week one against Green Bay, who is a good team, good defense. Mike Parsons was one of the few guys on earth that can abuse Penei Sewell. I was thinking more Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson gets more of the credit pie retroactively and to have higher expectations for the Bears. Bears offense, at least.
So if I went back to last year, Caleb Williams against Minnesota and Brian Flores.
He had one good game.
You see this, yes. He had a great one, 340 yards.
Yeah.
A game that went to OT. The other one against Minnesota, at Minnesota, 191. Okay. That was as the Bears were completely falling apart. So,
yeah.
It's painting, you got your over and then a clear under. I don't look into it that deeply. You should not call this show about that.
He does it a lot.
You call the wrong show on that, by the way. If you want to do that, the gamblers are in the morning. I'm not sure where Jeremy and Joel fall in that category.
Jeremy and Brian will definitely.
Okay. So if you want, well, I appreciate the call, Pena, but, you know, maybe you stick to.
And he was right about the Josh Allen thing. Josh Allen's number.
The kneel down.
Yeah, it was 32 and a half. He was at 33, and then they kneeled it.
These are the reasons I don't want to get involved in that, because I already hate Josh Allen enough. If he cost me that, I hate him even more.
I saw a funny
football hate, by the way. Just be clear, football hate.
I saw a funny tweet. It was 10 minutes after the game. And it was just word for word, man, the loss sucks. It's even worse that he gets to go home to Haley Steinfeld after this, too.
Now, I didn't like him very much, at least football-wise, for reasons beyond, you know, marrying the pop star who's also an actress. But when you throw that into the equation, that doesn't help. And now, if I was betting on him because I thought he'd have a big day and he cost me something because he kneeled down reasonably to win a game, I'd be even more pissed. So I don't do it. All right, we maybe got like a minute before you can get in on the Cougar ticket. So we'll get to that.
1 minute warning.
A 1 minute warning for you people if you want in on those Cougar tickets. Remember, they play Coach Prime and those Buffaloes on Friday here in Houston. We're gonna give away pairs throughout the week.
Well, now for 40 seconds. Go.
And if you're considering it's 8 second delay, it's different. Whatever. Now we're just getting into the minutia of radio. All right. So that happened. We're going to go to break quickly so Sean will have time to answer that. But before we do, I'm going to talk to you about Monument Chevrolet. And then we'll talk about the Christmas party. I mean, Christmas party, listener party. We didn't mention that today, and we were both there, and a lot of you were there as well. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Okay, Monument Chevrolet, simply the place you go to when you want a great car. And I saw the guys from Monument Chevrolet out there. They were at the party as I was walking to get a root beer, because, you know, most people know I don't drink. They stopped me and go, hey, Dev. I was like, hey, man. I love those guys because mostly it's not even about me. It's what they do to help the community. Jeff and Chris, they do a great job making sure people in this community get into the great cars at Monument Chevrolet. Could be something new like the Blazer or the Trax or the Silverado, or maybe you want something from their pre-owned inventory. It's all there for you. Check out the entire inventory at Monument Chevrolet. And Jeff and Chris represent the Monument Chevrolet way. They're going to treat you fairly and honestly, and make sure once you get onto the lot, you're treated like family. You see the price you want and the car you want on the website, and then head on out there to Pasadena off of Bellway 8 and 225, and that price is going to stay the same. You don't get tricked. There are no hidden fees, no upcharges. The people who are selling you the cars, they're great people, and they know. No one wants to be hit with a surprise when they're trying to get a vehicle that they love. They're going to make sure there are no surprises, no added things, just good cars from great people. So check them on out. Check out the entire inventory at MonumentChevrolet.com, and then head on out there off of Bellway 8 and 225 in Pasadena. And as always, remember this, Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ESPN 97.5.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions.
Attention, anyone that owes money to the IRS. Every day, your unpaid tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. The longer you wait, the more you will end up paying. If you owe $10,000 or more, now is the time to settle your debt before the IRS takes aggressive action, like taking your wages or property. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, or other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Your tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. Call right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now.
Call 800-692-7009. 800-692-7009. That's 800-692-7009.
Lance Zierlein here. I'm with Giovanni Marquez, undefeated fighter right here in Houston. You got a big fight coming up on September 20th. After you win, what is going to be your first order at Taqueria Serrano?
My first order is going to be 5 taquitos with a large horchata.
Everyone loves horchata. What do you love about Taqueria Serrano's? A lot of locations in Houston. What do you love?
I love the great flavors and the excellent service.
If you're looking for authentic Mexican food, there's 24 locations around Houston. To find one nearest you, go to TaqueriaSerrano's.com.
Okay, Texas, pop quiz. True or false? Walmart has more than 500 million items online. True. Find a huge selection online that you can't find in stores. True or false? Groceries always cost more when they're delivered. False. Walmart's grocery prices are the same for delivery as they are in store. Last one. Walmart can deliver in as fast as an hour. True, y'all. Use express delivery to get eligible items to your doorstep before the pool party starts. Walmart. Who knew? Subject to availability. Fees and restrictions apply.
Follow us on socials at ESPN Houston, and don't forget to have our push notifications on.
You gotta change your push notifications. Look.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Welcome back to the show. All right. So the listener appreciation party was at St. Arnold on Friday night. Great food. We had all those vendors like Portillo's and BB Orleans.
Nico Nico's
was there. Great Plate Hospitality was there.
Yep.
Of course, HR&P, they don't serve food, but they were, if you wanted to sign up, they were there as well. We had multiple things there for people. I did see a lot of people grab a lot of cake. There's a lot of chocolate cake, by the way, not someone's backside. Oh, okay. Just to be clear. It was
not
a party.
That kind of party.
It was a party.
Not that kind of
but
party.
I want to be clear. When I say grabbing cake, I meant slices of chocolate cake. No, and actual slices of chocolate cake, by the way. Not how Whitlock would talk about a woman. Actual slices of chocolate cake. People took part in taquitos
that
from
peanut butter skin.
There it is. The chicken taquitos from Taco de Arandas. They were there as well. You just maybe heard a commercial about them. They were there to help people get full. It was a good time. So appreciate everyone.
People are saying it was a movie.
With some ebbs and flows, depending on who you were.
Like a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is like, I can take a bathroom
break
here.
You're a critic of movies. You like yes. A good, bad movie. Where would you rank The Party? If we go on the Rotten Tomato percentage scale, where are you ranking this?
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes. Doesn't that
fine.
Corrupt?
Four Mapes? How many? Three, four Mapes? What do you want to do here?
I'll put it at a Venom 3, not quite a Venom 1, better than a Venom 2.
Just so you're aware, as I said, he's a lover of bad movies. So Venom 3 is a compliment to the Party.
Last Dance.
Despite what some of you may think, Venom 3 is a compliment to the Party. St. Arnold, of course, provided the drink. So while I did not partake in the alcoholic beverages, they got a mean root beer that I appreciated when I got there. Had one of those. And you saw a lot of people who were very complimentary of the station. You know, maybe some people aren't as complimentary of every show. I appreciate you not coming up to me and going, "Hey, I mean, they could do better."
Yeah,
I don't think that was the vibes last night. Yeah, I met people put the face to the name or the face to the tweet. Appreciated that.
Yep.
Shout out. I don't know if JC's listening. Shout out to him. Had a pretty good conversation with him. Had conversations with people I have met before. It was good. It was fun. The hug thing remains a thing for me. It's been 10, we're going on 10 years of this, where people now just decide, hey, I'm just going to give you an unprompted hug because John set it up that way. And while I don't think I turned down a hug after you got the first one. Like, if you already got one in.
Oh, okay, so like, it's like calling into a show.
Yeah, like La Raza, you already got your hug. You just don't get another one because you're there at the party.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's a good scheme or system to have.
Yeah, I think we had the hard launch of a relationship.
We did. Or at least
we already knew about it, but yeah, as far as bringing this person to work, that was met with some difficulties because of a certain person and their jokes. Sure, I hope everything went well afterwards. You never know how a joke can play out after the party's over.
I wasn't in the Uber ride home. So
yeah, I don't know.
I can't report on that.
Someone can react to the joke because they have grace at the time and not let it become a big thing. But when you get home, maybe you're having a conversation about, who is this guy? Why do you say that?
What's his deal?
But either
way. There was that, actually. I was there for the, like, having to explain, and I'll just say, John Gadrado, to Paul's girlfriend.
You have to explain.
Explain, what his deal is.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's just who he is. That's the deal.
He can do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that. He can do that.
He's Teflon. Don't worry about it. She has a name. I don't know if he wants it out there. I didn't just want to call her Paul's girlfriend because I met her for the first time. Very nice. She listens to Paul's show, obviously. That's her dude. She listens like to the last 10 minutes of this show as she's tuning in to get ready to listen to Paul's show. So I did not know that until I met her. She was very, very nice. And like you said, that's just John being John. I don't think she caught that from anyone else because not anyone else thinks they can get away with that. I would say that. The Philistine. We have to react and act like normal people and not blame it on whatever the alcohol.
I did.
I know you didn't know.
No, only John Granato and Jamie Foxx and a little bit of T-Pain can use that excuse.
Yeah, it's not something the rest of us can do. But other than that, I think we all had a pretty good time meeting people. Even just meeting people you didn't know were part of the family. Like, I met Courtney's husband for the first time. Courtney, who's one of our new salespeople, relatively new, met her husband for the first time. That was nice to meet Anthony. So it was fun. And I hope you guys had a chance to get out there. I think our next big event will be the Christmas party, which is more open to the masses. You stop by, partake from Nick's place. You'll have to pay for the food. But I'm sure there'll be free buckets early. That's what they kind of do, get the course lights flowing for people. So that's kind of our next event in the next couple months. So
yeah, all the shows will be out there for that at traditionally at Nick's place as well. Not 100% sure on the date, but, you know, it's going to be the week before everyone goes home for Christmas.
We're working on it, but that'll be something you'll hear a lot of as we get ever closer closer to that date. So stay locked in. We're gonna continue to actually kind of celebrate you guys as much. It's about you guys because you support us in ways that we can't thank you enough for. So we try to do things for you, and that was a party. We'll do something again in December. Okay, we didn't touch on a lot of college football because the NFL is king. We know.
Yeah, Mondays were more NFL. Tuesdays.
So other than looking at the Ravens and Bills and go, wow. No, that's a different brand. Like our teams cannot compete with those two teams.
Compared to every other game this weekend, those two, like, just if I'm just judging off of what we've seen, one game from every team that aren't the Bears and Vikings, those two teams are a class ahead of everyone else, including the Chiefs, which if you want to bake in the chiefness of it, of like, hey, they've made three straight Super Bowls, I'm not going to sweat it too much.
Uh-huh.
I tend to fall on that side. But just given what we saw on Sunday and the days preceding it, yeah, man. The Ravens and Bills. I mean, in a funny way, the Ravens were more as impressive as the Bills for longer. So really, it's hard for me to wrap my head around, oh, wait, I don't have to, but I should be more down on the Ravens, but for three quarters.
I'm actually
quarters,
more down on the Bills, and they won. Because,
exactly. Like, for because three quarters, they're getting their ass kicked.
Because the Bills, and you credit them for taking advantage of the mistakes the Ravens love to make, particularly against them the last couple outings.
The fumble
outings.
By Henry.
Yeah, but the Bills' defense, I don't know. Maybe it's just a Ravens thing. It's just a Derrick Henry thing, and that could be the case. But there are a lot of guys out there, and they have lost guys because they've gotten older, and they're rightfully so, they let them go. That secondary, I'm not impressed with, and that's not even against a great passing offense. Just their inability to get in spots. Look, it's Derrick Henry. No one wants to tackle him. It's tough to tackle him.
But tough night for Taylor Rapp.
Yeah. Nobody in that secondary did themselves any favors. No. Like, Brentford, he got away with a hold, a pass interference call, so he's probably the best of the bunch. But overall, if not for an occasional play by Ed Oliver, like, Bosa was non-existent. That's a unique pairing to deal with Henry and Jackson, who, by the way, said, yeah, I shoved that guy. If you missed it on a touchdown, was it the DeAndre Hopkins touchdown?
That's another thing about this. This game was one of those, like, playoff games where there's, like, seven different things that happened. Yes.
On the Hopkins one-handed touchdown.
One-handed catch.
Oh, by the way, DeAndre Hopkins is a Raven, if you weren't aware.
Amazing.
Made a great catch. And they were celebrating, and as they were
near the ends, or
getting
near
off the field, but they were behind the touchline or the end zone line, and they were just, you know, celebrating, blah blah blah. And a Bills fan first, I think, shoved Hopkins.
Yeah, he kind of like pushed his helmet,
and Hopkins didn't respond. Then he did the same thing to Lamar, and he is not the one.
And Lamar, because Lamar was standing behind Hopkins, so
he saw it,
first.
And then he did it to Lamar.
Yeah, and Lamar turned and gave him two hands shoved to the chest.
Yeah, so he talked about it in the post game, said his emotions got the best of him. So I imagine he'll get popped with a fine or something. But that fan should certainly be disciplined for putting his hand on.
There's
two
also I don't know if it was a water bottle or something was thrown on the field
on the Derrick Henry touchdown.
Second Henry long touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bills fans were disgusted with their defense, and then Derrick Henry fumbles the football. He does the thing the Ravens have somehow managed to do more than anyone else. They've lost more games since 2021 with a 90% I forgot the exact term.
Since 2020, and shout out to our intern Colton for reminding me of this. Since 2022, they've lost 8 games. When they've had the win expectancy
over
90,
yeah,
that's 3 more than any other team has over that time span. It's also amazing because the Ravens were good all those times. So that's like out of like 15 losses, over 3 years.
As good as they've been, continuing to win divisions. You know, they had home field advantage the one time. The Chiefs beat them, whatever.
Yeah, that one was another one. Yes. I'm not sure if they got to 90, but they should have won that one.
This is a team that has tricked off a number of games in inexplicable ways and are always good. And just think what could have been if they had found ways not to do something remarkable, but in a bad way. That's how good this Ravens team has been. I don't have to I don't have to tell Texans fans. We watch the Ravens come into town and smack, or go there and smack the crap out of us.
I guess that's the way to phrase it, is that as a Texans fan, having watched what the Texans did the game prior to that, chronologically, I watched the game and I was like, oh my God, when the Texans play the Ravens, they are going to have no chance again for the whatever year in a row, 10th year in a row, really. And when they play the Bills,
I feel like
I was like they can on their still best get, day. They can still I think touch they can, the Bills.
Yeah, on their best day, they can touch the Bills.
Yeah, and that's how. And it's weird because the Bills are the ones that pulled off a miraculous comeback, but not that miraculous one's the Ravens. But that's it was such a weird game to digest because you know third quarter I was ready to hand the trophy to the Ravens already. Week one overreaction. Now I'm like, I think they're both in a class ahead of everyone else. Obviously, you have to give the Bills credit for actually winning the game. But the Ravens look good. They look just as good, man. And unless they go up against the Bills, unless they go up against the Chiefs.
Who's going to have a chance to get them against them?
That's what I'm saying.
They can't be trusted, but they're so good.
In a playoff scenario, like I'm picking them against anyone who's not the Bills and Chiefs.
Yeah, they're so good that even with how untrustworthy they are, they're still going to rip off 11, 12 wins.
Yeah. In that division.
And you've already got thrown them a trick-off game, and maybe that'll be the one for this year. Maybe there's still one in their
bag. They
got
one more in me.
Yeah, they got at least one more in them. But even still, that's to your point. Watching Texans, Rams, you know, two playoff teams, the Rams pick up a protection. They're probably in the NFC Championship game. Who knows what they do against the Commanders. And then... So that's two teams who have playoff aspirations. Yeah. Most people believe are going to be in the playoffs.
Chiefs didn't look that good.
Yeah. And then you look to the night game, and it's a game that Teddy Bruschi funnily called the Little Brother Bowl, pretty much, because of course, the obvious.
It's out of pocket, but you're not wrong.
Yes. Little Brother looks prime, particularly the one who actually lost the game, amazingly enough, to beat up on Big Brother after 1 week. And, of course, Chiefs fans will tell you, yeah, we've been here before. And you know what? That's another team where, in a fan base, if they want to act that way, they got every right to.
Yeah.
Even if we are hoping on their and praying on their downfall, losing to the Chargers in Brazil, a team that they generally play tight games against, and for the first time, Justin Herbert didn't throw the backbreaking pick in when it mattered most for that game. I still think the Chiefs are going to be fine, until proven otherwise. It's just the level of the level of belief they've established, at least in me, because of for the better part of the last decade, they've always been there winning games.
What's going to be interesting is that they're scheduled to start the season. They obviously had they're already 0-1, and now next week they play the Eagles in a rematch. Then they get the Giants, and then they play. I forgot it's one of the Bills or Ravens. I forgot who is their Week 4 game is, but it is a pretty tough stretch to open the season, especially when you drop the Chargers game. They play the Ravens Week 4.
So the Chiefs are going to, you know, at this point, where's that game against the Eagles, at home or on the road?
Eagles is in Arrowhead.
Okay.
And so is the Ravens game at Arrowhead.
And look, on its face, you would think, wow, they really took the Chiefs apart in that Super Bowl. And why wouldn't they be able to do it again? I saw the Eagles play. It didn't look great. We talked about if CeeDee Lamb could catch a football, they'd be 0-1 too. So,
yeah.
But the Chiefs could be really testing that if you're 0-2, you're done thing. If they lose at home.
They really could.
Yeah. So we'll go to break. We've got one more segment to go. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Lot of football to get to throughout the week. We'll kind of end our NFL stuff, at least for today, in our last segment. But if you want to take it someplace else, you can. And there's some Astros stuff to talk about as they head into their series against Toronto. So we'll get to that, too, before we wrap it up. We'll be back.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey parents, Jeremy Branham here. Want to transform your driveway into a pro-level court? Pro Dunk basketball goals are the real deal. Their revolutionary lightning adjust system lets you change heights in seconds. From regulation 10 feet down to 5 feet so the whole family can play. Build commercial grade materials that stand up to Houston weather. Get your kids off those screens and onto the court. Pro Dunk, the choice of serious ballers. Visit ProDunk.com today. That's ProDunk.com.
Hey, sports fans, Nick of Nick's Place here. Are you looking for a place to watch your sports, eat like a boss, and chill with your friends? Well, since 1993, Nick's Place has been that place. Yeah, I know we're kind of a dive bar, but you won't find any other place like it. We have every sports package and a menu that's to dive for. Cheap beer, craft cocktails, and 27 different bottles of wine. This is not your typical dive bar. Come check us out. Since 1993, same location, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer, it's Nick's Place.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and missed the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000. And they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195.
Priority Tax Relief.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
So we were going to dip into more NFL stuff until I just saw this blurb from the Cal McNair. Well, to be fair, it's Kerry McNair going after Cal McNair through Tony Busby. But now we're getting to the good stuff, the stuff I thought would make this more entertaining. All right, Astros don't play today. They got the Blue Jays tomorrow. Luis Garcia on the mound. Astros stuff out of the way. We would have got more into it, but we got Kerry versus Cal. This is part of the document. It is widely known, or a widely known fact in Houston, that Cal McNair is unqualified to be an owner's representative. Kerry said the streets know. The streets know that Cal is unqualified. The NFL... That was my editorializing again. The NFL knows that as well. That's back to the statement. Indeed, despite what he has placed on certain websites, Cal McNair is not even a college graduate. Yet Cal McNair, interestingly, I heard that word, now claims he obtained an MBA from the prestigious Rice University, although the Rice administration office has stated quite clearly that an individual lacking an undergraduate degree is ineligible to receive a Rice MBA. This is in parentheses. Perhaps an exception was made for Cal McNair due to a well-timed charitable donation by his parents. And then it goes on to say, we will figure that out in due course. This is the good stuff. This is what I'm talking about. We got mudslinging, Cal's putting up fake degrees online.
Yeah, this isn't quite what happened in succession with the caterer and
well, there's someone died there.
Yeah, yes. Not quite to that level, but there is some insider like, oh yeah, and daddy helped you with XYZ.
Yeah, man ain't even a graduate. I still do love that they're pointing to what a lot of people thought. He is not qualified to be the owner's representative.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, well, it's not.
I mean, he's not wrong. A lot of people did think that handing it over to Cal was a bad idea.
It's also not like people are going to be like, wait, what? I know. Didn't go to Rice?
Well,
he didn't receive an MBA from Rice?
It was a topic.
Given how people make fun of Cal McNair.
It was a topic of conversation on the morning show way back when we first found it. What? We're joking that maybe Rice is hurt their standards when they allowed that to happen. But according to the document, it's not even real. And if it is a real thing, it's because daddy paid for it, which, you know, happens quite a bit. Actually, you donate something to the university, you get a wing in your honor, or maybe an honorary doctorate. Nowhere on anywhere Cal was putting that did it say honorary MBA. don't think they do that. I think that's not something you promote, at least. So there it is. As the McNair versus McNair struggle continues, we've got some dirty laundry out there. It's not the dirtiest of laundries. I don't imagine there's going to be anything salacious other than what I read before, where they're calling into question the Texans and they're helping Deshaun Watson to handle his settlement / lawsuit. So there we are. We had a opening game where the Texans looked like the same old Texans in their loss to the Rams. Their defense, really good still. The offense stumbled. The team as a whole committed 11 penalties. And C.J. Stroud once again faced a pressure rate over 40% of his dropbacks, which is not great. But it's something we saw last year and something we saw in game one of this year. I said it before, this now 16-game season is about proving that you can get to a level where the Bills and Ravens in the game they play doesn't seem like a different galaxy. And at least through week one, at least different planets that they're playing football.
Yeah. I think so. I saw someone call it football two what they were playing.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, now in the Texans' defense, no one else, I mean, I think there's probably 29 other teams that look at what the Bills and Ravens did and go, ooh, little farther away. I mean, maybe the Packers. Packers are the only ones.
At least for week one, what they did to the Lions.
Yeah. I mean, but Bengals should have lost to the Browns.
True.
The Commanders put away a Giants team that I'll say with low expectations.
And I would say this in the Texans' favor. They'll tell you our defense won't allow for those type of points to be scored. Now, I would say, have you seen what the Ravens do to you?
I was going to say, the Ravens got to 31.
And they didn't even try in the back part of that game.
Yeah.
But they would say the Bills would never put up that many points against us.
We did see that.
Yes, and they'll just say, defensively, we're better than those teams, and that game wouldn't look that way. Now, could you score enough to even make it a 24-20 game? I don't know that
that's
the case.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, I think it would be hyperbolic to say any other offense wins with what the Texans defense gave them last night or on Sunday. A lot of offenses around the league.
Yeah, replacement level offense yesterday wins that game. I would agree with that. All right, we're done for the day. We will do a lot of college football stuff tomorrow. We barely touched on it. We will talk about Sunbelt Billy and everything that went on in Gainesville and the rest of the stuff that went around the country as well. And certainly, we didn't touch on all the NFL things, so we'll do that as well. All right. Since we're done for the day, Sean, what does that mean?
Do you want my dead mom's clothes?
That's what Ravens fans sounded like after that game. That's probably pretty similar to what they felt like after their game ended against the Bills. All right, Paul Gallant's up next, followed by the Killer Bees. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.